MLM Nation, episode 83.
The only way that I'm a failure is if I quit. And the only way that we fail is if we fail to perform. Failure to perform is not the same as being a failure.
If you want to be successful, you just have to copy what MLM leaders do. Welcome to MLM Nation, presented by your host, Simon Chaz. Where you'll learn strategies, secrets, and inspiring stories from today's top MLM income earners.
MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan, and I'm fired up to bring a special guest today, Monica Penrod. Monica, are you ready to make it happen?
Absolutely.
Monica Penrod is an empowerment coach and has over 22 years of experience and earned over $5 million in the MLM profession. In her network marketing business, Monica's won practically every award that her company has. She's currently a 5-star diamond director, a $1 million club member, a top 25 income earner for 9 years, and has won the prestigious President's Award for being the number one fastest growing distributor in the entire North America. Monica, I've just given MLM Nation a brief intro, but please share more about your background and how you came across network marketing.
Well, I was 19 years old when I first joined my first company. I was living in Rapid City, South Dakota. At the time, I was a full-time student, and I was also working at, I believe at that time it was Sears. Yeah, Sears at the local mall there, and going to school. And a friend of mine that I worked with told me, hey, you know, you love meeting people, Monica, you love talking to new people, and you just enjoy networking with people. So there's this big event going on at the local convention center where you're going to get to meet a lot of people and have fun and network, and you're just going to enjoy yourself. And I thought, great. Sounds like fun to me. I'm there. That event, at first I thought, oh my God, these people are nuts. You know, there's all these people in suits acting crazy. And then what happened was I kept hearing story after story of people crossing the stage talking about how they were broke waitresses just like me. You know, they were people that were struggling financially, living paycheck to paycheck, barely making ends meet. I mean, people in very bad, dire situations. And then I heard stories of people that were professionals like doctors and lawyers and engineers and architects and people of from my background to people that were very professional that were experiencing time freedom, being able to have the time to do whatever they wanted with whoever they wanted. They weren't on anybody else's time. They weren't clocking into any specific time clock. And they were having the finances that was able to give them a lifestyle where they didn't have to have a job. And they could earn as little or as much as they wanted. And I kept hearing these stories and I thought, wow, you know, this is amazing. I want that lifestyle. I want that freedom. I don't want to be at a job all the time. And I don't want to be building somebody else's dream. I want to go for my own dreams. And so what was funny is the couple that showed me the business model, I looked at what they showed me. I looked at my husband at the time and I said, you know what? If these people can do it, I could do this. We can do this. And that's how I got started with my first company. And I was also helping my mother-in-law in her business. And I wasn't very excited about makeup. It just didn't excite me. I saw a lot of success in both of those two companies and in other direct selling type companies. And I knew the industry worked and it was something that really intrigued me. And so I've been involved since I was 19 years old in network marketing.
So Monica, it seems like you jumped right in and you're excited. You saw like network marketing can give you the life that you wanted to live. So did you have instant success right away? And if not, what were some of the challenges that you faced?
No instant success. When I was doing the first company that I was involved with sold cosmetics. And back then, I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself. First of all, I didn't think I was pretty. So how can I sell cosmetics if I feel like an ugly person? You know, that was my first challenge. My second challenge was I had the BS, the belief system, what I call BS, that nobody likes me. You know, I had all these challenges growing up where I always felt like I was on the outside. I always felt alone. And I didn't take to people very well. I was very cautious with people and very picky about who I spent my time with. So here I am wanting to make money in a network marketing company, but heck, I don't even like people. I don't even like myself. You know, how the heck am I supposed to go build a business? And so that was the first two major walls that I hit was I had a low self-esteem of myself and I didn't like people. And how I got over that, it took me a while. I always tell people that I was a late bloomer. You know, I wasn't the person that was making money right at the door, starting both of those businesses.
So what did you do? I think a lot of people who are listening here at MLM Nation, they didn't understand that, you know, they believe in network marketing, but they do have the low self-esteem, or they're not a people person, but they love the model. So what did you do to help you overcome that?
Well, the first thing I did was I had read books about, you know, how you just, you got to repeat affirmations over and over again. And I did that for a long time and they didn't work. I'm like, okay, something's wrong here because affirmations are not working for me. Maybe they work for somebody else, but they're not working for me. And I would tell myself things like, you know, people love me and they like my smile. You know, people just love being around me. I love being with people. I enjoy networking. I enjoy helping people. And it wasn't pulling me through. And I kept hitting this wall. And somebody mentioned to me that I should go to this personal development course. And if you would like, I can say what that course was.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so somebody invited me, actually my business partner at the time, Brian Penrod, invited me to go to an event called Personal Mastery, which is put on, facilitated by a company called Clemmer & Associates, and they're based out of California. And I asked him, well, what is it? And he just told me, if you want to bust through some of these mindsets that you have, this BS that you have, I heard that you just got to get there. And I, you know, I didn't have any details. I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been through anything like this before. And so I ended up going through this course and it absolutely blew me away. I grew so much out of that event. I was now aware of the lying beliefs, the limiting beliefs that I had about being alone, about not liking people, about why people don't like me. And I figured it out at that event. And so now I'm aware of this program, this belief system. And that belief system is called not good enough. Hmm. You know, I'm not good enough. So why would anybody with a belief system of not good enough or not being worthy or deserving go out there and talk to people? We won't. We're not going to do it because we don't believe we deserve it. Hmm. And so now that I'm aware of this program, okay, so how do I get through this now? What do I got to do? And so what I did was I went through the second course, which is called Advanced Leadership. And I went by myself. I didn't go with Brian. And there wasn't that many people with my company that were at this event, which was great. And I got to put myself in a position where of leadership where I got to act out what it would be like for me to actually like myself. How does a person behave when they like themselves? What is it they do on a daily basis when you like yourself? Because when you like yourself, you actually go for your dreams. When you feel deserving, because it's not just knowing something, it's actually feeling it, right?
Yeah.
It's our emotions. So how does a worthy, deserving person who's good enough behave in life? How do they show up? And so I got to practice what that was like in an environment that created a safety net for me to be able to do that. So what ended up happening was I learned two things over the last 22 years of being involved in this industry. The only way to change a belief system about ourselves is two ways. Either number one, through repetition, you do something over and over and over and over again until you get the results that you want. And then you have a mind shift that takes place, right? And then the other second way is by having an experience. And at that event, they created an environment where I had an experience and I saw myself in a different light. I got to play full out and see myself as a worthy, deserving, good enough person. And from that event on, I just kept pursuing personal development and excellence. And I got involved and I created a mastermind team of five women. And those five women, us five women, have been on a mastermind 1 hour every single week for 8 years.
Wow.
And so on this call, what we do is we iron sharpens iron. We challenge each other. We speak into each other's lives. We encourage each other. We draw the gifts and talents that are within us. We see each other without all the stupid BS. And we're able to help push each other in the direction and into the goals and into our greatness. And that is what helped me move forward. That is what helped me see myself in a different light. And so I learned that for me, I just need to believe it. I just need to believe that I'm worthy and deserving. And then now, how does that look in life on a daily basis in my business and in my personal life?
That was fascinating. And so, I have a question. That's really fascinating. You know, I'm starting to cut you off there. You know, your eight, the five people you did a mastermind with, those women there, are they network marketers as well, or they're from all different backgrounds?
They're all network marketers. Actually, one of them is my mentor within my company. The other two gals are people that are associates of mine, girls, women that are associates of mine. And then the other lady is completely in another organization. So, but all affiliated with the same company.
I see. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very
cool. And when I chose the women on this mastermind, I chose them with the purpose of what value do they have to bring to this call? Are they going to be committed? Because we had two people fall off the call within the first 2 weeks. And after that, all five of us have been completely committed for 8 years. And but we all see value in it. We all are committed to each other's greatness and to and to moving each other forward.
So once you change the internal, like you said, the BS, then people start becoming, then the business became easy, right? People just start becoming attracted to you?
Yes, things, everything becomes a lot more simpler, because what I found for me is that when I started to believe in myself and when I started to have more confidence, so self-esteem is different than confidence. Self-esteem is how you see yourself in the world, whether you see yourself as being, you know, worthy and deserving and good enough, right? And then confidence, you know, you can have high self-esteem, but not be confident in jumping out of an airplane with a parachute, you know, attached to your back, you know, because you've never done it before. You know, it's like a baby learning to crawl and then walk and then run. You know, some of us are not very confident I would not be confident doing brain surgery because I'm not a neurosurgeon. You know, I didn't go to school for that. If you told me to do brain surgery on somebody, I would be, you know, shaking in my boots and I would be trembling at the thought of cutting somebody open because I've never done it before. I would lack complete confidence, but that doesn't mean that I don't have a high self-esteem of myself. And so getting back to what you were saying, what were you asking me? I got off track there for a second.
How people just became attracted to you because you changed your internal.
Yeah, so because I saw myself differently, the why about why I do what I do became very clear. Because it's not about me anymore, it's about other people. And when I shifted from, you know, me, which is why when all the emphasis was on myself and how nervous I was and how low self-esteem I was and low confidence, once I shifted from that to making it about other people and really being genuine about it and seeing the value in other people, when I saw value in other people, they saw value back in me. You know, I'm a firm believer in what you put out in the world, you get back. What you sow, you reap. And when I started doing that and coming from a place of servant leadership, people saw the value in that. And people wanted to know more about what I do in regards to helping people with their health and in helping people make money. And people want to be around people that really care. And people want to be around people that see the value in them, because everybody wants to belong to something and everybody wants to be valued and honored and they want to be respected.
Hmm. Now, thank you for sharing that. Let's shift gears a little bit. Can you tell a story in your time and journey where it was like the most frustrating and challenging time? Like to the point that, you know, 99% of distributors will have quit, but somehow you stayed in there. You hung in there, and then you learned a valuable lesson, and that actually helped you take off, and then your business exploded.
Oh, brother. Wow. In the beginning, probably the first couple of years, which I think is when most people are frustrated, especially if you have a background, people that have a background like me. You know, I'm not professional. I was a broke waitress. I was on food stamps, and it's who the heck's going to listen to me? You know, so there I am going out talking to people and people are like, what? You want me to do what? You're involved with what? You know, and people just downplaying what I do and people that were putting me down or making light in front of the situation that, hey, you need to go get a real job. And every time I would see certain family members or friends at my waitressing job at the time, you know, they would always ask me, so, you know, you making any money in that little company that you're doing, you know? And that was really hard to swallow because those were people that I cared about. And it's not fun when people are pouring, cold water on me. It was very discouraging. And remember, I had this mindset that I'm not good enough. And then I'm getting all this cold water poured on me and it's like, holy crap, am I ever going to freaking win? And am I ever going to get out of this? I mean, how the heck am I going to get out of here? Luckily, at the time, I was very blessed because Brian had a different mindset than I did. And him being my business partner, he pushed through all that mess. He wasn't so much... that it was about being strong-minded. It was that Brian had a big why. Brian had a ginormous why, and that why was he wanted to make $1 million more than anything, and he wanted to be at one of the top peak levels within the company more than anything. And he had all of these goals and all of these big dreams that drove him to push past all the negativity. Whereas myself, you know, I had this old tape playing, you know, of why I'm not good enough and why people don't listen to me and why I'm not likable, why people don't like me. And so thank goodness for him because I got to see how he moved through that. And when I look back, it really is that 80-20 rule, 80% of anything that we do in life, 80% of success is having the why, a strong desire to pursue and push through, you know, all of that stuff being, all that negativity coming back at us. And Brian was a huge inspiration to me and a big example of what that looked like in a time where I just said, screw it, I'm not made for this. I'm just not made for network marketing. Hmm. I need to go, you know, do something else, but I'm not made for this. But I never settled for that answer that I gave. I never settled for that because somewhere inside of me, I just kept thinking, no, I'm going to push through this. And I don't care if it takes me a year. I don't care if it takes me 2 years. I don't care if it takes me 20 years. I'm 25 years old. If it takes me, when I first got started with the company that I'm successful with now, if it takes me 20 years, okay, I'll be 45 years old, okay? And if at 45... I'm able to make a six-figure income and it took me 20 years, I'll do it.
That's good, it would still be worth it. Because it would still be a lot more than if you were a waitress and worked for 20 years.
Yes.
You definitely wouldn't be hitting six figures at 20 years being a waitress.
Well, not only that, I mean, I could have made six figures probably doing something else, you know, pharmaceutical sales or because I would be doing sales. but I wouldn't have my time.
Yeah. That's very
I wouldn't
good.
Have my time. Yeah.
Now let's share another story. Take us to the time that you consider your proudest moment in network marketing, Monica.
My proudest moment. I will say for me, and this is me, money doesn't motivate me. It never has. Recognition doesn't motivate me. Big paychecks do not motivate me. What motivates me and the times that I have been the proudest within building the business is when people come to me and tell me, hey, something I heard you say on stage caused a paradigm shift in my mind. And I went back home and I built my business and I hit this next rank. Or I was able to help, you know, this many people achieve not only better health, but I was able to help free them up from their jobs. When people come back to me and tell me how their lives have changed and how they have had these huge shifts in the way that they think, that it actually helps them in every area of their life, that is why I do what I do. That is why I enjoy what I do, because I love speaking into people's lives. I love learning about what they want. What are their wants? What are the desires? What's holding you back? And how can we push you forward through that? And if something that I said or something that I coached them in helps them move forward and it's a catalyst for them living their best life, that is what brings me the ultimate joy. That is where I feel accomplished and that I did my job.
Now, you have over 2 decades of experience in network marketing. I'm sure you've seen so many things change from the old school to the new things, new ways to prospect. Now, what's the one thing that excites you most about the network marketing profession now?
I think the most exciting thing is that we are in a day and age where people are so much open now, more than they were when I was 19 years old and I first got started. People have been exposed to it so much now that I would say we're living in the best time possible, in the best era possible, to go out there and build a business and help change people's lives is right now. Because people are open right now. People are figuring out that the old way of thinking, going to school, getting good grades, getting a good job, and working for somebody for the next, you know, 40 years plus years and building somebody else's dream, that's the old school way of thinking is not working for most Americans. And people are seeing that now. They're feeling it financially in their pocketbook. And health is a huge trend. It's a huge trend because people are hurting right now and they're looking for a better way. And this, in my opinion, is the better way, because I couldn't see myself going back to school and spending $30,000, which is what the average college student pays in tuition, or up to $50,000 or more in an education that statistically shows I'm not going to make really any more money going back to school and to get a degree to move forward in a particular profession. So why would I go spend $30,000 to $50,000? And there's no guarantee that I'm even going to make more money. I would much rather take my money, put it into a network marketing company on a very small time limited basis, like I did in the beginning when I had a job. And I would rather take my chances doing this than to do it the old school way.
Definitely. Now, as we go towards the end of the show, some really quick questions to pick your brain. Okay, Monica?
Yeah.
First one is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
Okay, so I don't remember who said this, and I believe I read it in a book called Think Big. And the quote is, if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count.
I like that.
And I've heard it for over 20 years. And anytime life gets tough, because it does, you know, even at my level, if anything, there's more challenges at times at this level, because I'm more responsible than I was. I have a lot more responsibilities than I did, you know, when I was 19 years old. And I would say that that is the one quote that always pulls me through. It's a fact. If the facts are big enough, if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. It doesn't matter what's going on.
I like that.
Because when we have a big enough why, when we have a big why where we know that there is no flipping way that I'm going to be able to do this by myself, I'm going to need people. I'm going to need people to help make this dream work. And I'm going to need to pull people alongside me and work with them as a team to make this work. Then the 20%, which is the mechanism, which is a how-to, which are the facts, that's a very small part of making anything work and making anything a success. And I'll never forget, one of my mentors told me, Monica, all success is this. 80% of success is just showing up to play the game. Just show up. The other 20% is how you show up. And then we must figure out how are we going to show up in any given situation with everything that we're faced on a daily basis. But we'll never be successful if we never show up.
Moving on to the next question. What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
Planning each week, action plan. That's it.
Good.
That coupled along with every, and this goes back to when I was telling you, you know, that for me, affirmations weren't working. So even till today, Tony Robbins, I do a lot of his work. He talks about being in state so that you can handle anything that comes your way during your day. And so every morning I get in state every single day. I play music. I get in the right mindset. I visualize. I have a mantra that I tell myself that I am a powerful leader. I'm compassionate. I'm passionate about helping people move forward into their greatness. I am a catalyst for change. So I tell myself this every single day, along with several other mantras that I use, and I get in state every single day. And I can tell you that, along with planning my week, has been the two most beneficial things that have helped Brian and I, period.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
I would say what I just said a minute ago, that when at a time in my life where I had a big fear of the unknown, you know, what if I try this and it doesn't work? You know, what if I get up on stage and I just flop? What if everything that comes out of my mouth just completely sucks and nobody freaking listens to me? What if I really do move forward with this business and it doesn't work and I fail? Then I'm going to go back to not good enough and, you know, not deserving and all this other crap that I was thinking before. And this goes back to what I just said a minute ago. My mentor told me, but what if it works? What if you move past all your BS and it works? What if you don't quit? And what if you give yourself, you know, the maximum time, 10, 20 years, and it works? What if, Monica, you don't need to know what the outcome's going to be? Because really, do any of us really know the outcome of anything? Do you really know the future?
That's a really good point. None of us know the future.
No, we don't. And what he told me was, all success is showing up to play. You put your why, figure out what you want and why you want it. And then write down as many compelling reasons why. Don't write down one or two reasons. Write down many compelling reasons why you want those things. And then show up to play the game of show up to play the game. And then the 20% is how you show up. Do you want to show up as being courageous? Yes. Do you want to show up as being bold? Yes. Do you want to show up as being a leader? Yes. Do you want to show up as being positive? Yes. Do you want to show up as being compassionate and passionate and all these things that make a leader who they are? If that's how you show up, and then you figure out how you want to play every day, and then you don't worry about the outcome, and you go out there and you serve as many people as you can, I would say that that's probably the best piece of advice anybody ever gave me. Because once I understood that, I didn't have to be concerned with failure. Because the only way that I'm a failure is if I quit. And the only way that we fail is if we perform, is if we fail to perform. Failure to perform is not the same as being a failure.
Awesome. So we have like two or three more questions. This one's much easier, okay? What is your favorite prospecting tool you use? So say, Monica, you have a prospect who's interested to learn about your opportunity. Do you use a newsletter? Do you use a magazine? Do you do a flip chart? Or do you use like a webinar, Skype, or online video? What do you like to use?
So if somebody's, may I mention the health aspect?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Monica's in a health company. So,
Okay. So there's the health aspect of my company. And when I'm getting to know people and connecting with them and learning as much as I can about them, learning how much treasure and value they have is how I like to see it. Once I figure out what that is, usually two things almost always show up in a conversation. And that's usually their health or the health of a loved one or money. And so if the conversation is geared towards them wanting to be healthy, then what I love to do is I love giving samples out, because the proof is in the pudding. So I love getting little samples that people can try and have an experience on. And then I give them a newsletter. And the reason I give them a newsletter or the newspaper that we have is that it's very inexpensive and it's very duplicatable for people that are on my team to use. The other thing that I like to do when it's involved with the business is we have some amazing videos, DVDs. My company has a YouTube channel, and I like to send wealth videos, in regards to our business model to people. And I like to do it through a text message, because when people get a link to a YouTube video through a text, they're more inclined to watch it right then and there a lot faster than they would if they get it through an email or if I hand them something. The only other thing that I like to use in regards to the business side of things is Eric Worre's Rise of the Entrepreneur DVD. I love that DVD. It is outstanding in helping to break up people's mindsets around what this industry is and what it can offer people.
Fantastic. Now, moving on, do you have a favorite app or online resource like that you could recommend, like an Evernote or Dropbox that you could recommend to our listeners?
I would say for me, the biggest thing for me is my calendar. My calendar on my iPhone. Okay, that's where I keep track of everything. I print my schedule out every week so that I can have a hard copy. But the other second thing that has helped me the most is an app. It's an app called Clear, C-L-E-A-R. And it is, I'm incredible for helping me to get as much as I can accomplished during the day. I learned years ago from Brian Tracy through a book that I read called Eat Your Frog. And he talks about that if you can get your top three biggest frogs out of the way every single day, and we're talking like the things that most people avoid, right? The things that most people procrastinate. Oh, I'll just do that tomorrow. It's just too hard to deal with. If we get in the habit of getting the three biggest things, frogs, tasks, out of our way every single day, we will be way more productive in every other area of our life. And to be productive in business, we've got to learn how to delegate things. We've got to learn how to prioritize things from the greatest of importance to the least of importance so that we can be more productive in our business. And so that app, Clear, has helped me organize all of my to-do list. So I've got different categories. I have a category for my business, my specific company. I have a category for my kids and what needs to get done with them every day. I have a category for my personal development. I have an urgent category, and urgent means like that stuff needs to be done today, first thing. And I've gotten in the habit that I don't do anything fun. I don't do anything until I get those things, the hard things done and out of the way. And it allows me to think freely and clearly and be more productive. But that app, Clear, is my favorite. It is absolutely awesome.
I definitely have to check that out. Now, Monica, what's one book, or maybe I'll let you cheat and name two or three books that you could recommend to ML Nation?
There's a book by Brian Klemmer called "If How To's Were Enough, We Would All Be Skinny, Rich, and Happy."
Hmm. Awesome.
I would recommend that. I would recommend The Magic of Thinking Big.
Yep.
And then I would also recommend the book by Jeff Olson.
Slight Edge.
The Slight Edge, yes.
Super. ML Nation, remember, I know you love audio because you're listening to this podcast. So if you haven't already, you can get amazing free audiobook at mlmnationbook.com. That is mlmnationbook.com. So, Monica, here's the last question, the million-dollar question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Before we go to the million-dollar question, ML Nation, I know you want to grow your business, and I know you want to earn more income. So that's why I want to share with you something that will instantly help your business and increase your income. You already know the importance of sponsoring. And if you can't sponsor, the fact is you simply won't earn any real income in network marketing. Sponsoring is so important. And that's why I'm inviting you to a free training that will change your business forever. I want you to check out my free sponsoring workshop webinar, where you're going to learn how to invite more prospects, overcome the objections, and sponsor more distributors. You can register for this free training at www.sponsoringworkshop.com. Again, that's sponsoringworkshop.com. If you like these podcasts for ML Nation and these trainings, you'll find this free webinar even more helpful. This is the training that helped me earn over $1 million in MLM and giving me the residual income so I can be a stay-at-home dad, my kids, and also have the time to give back and produce these ML Nation podcast episodes for you. This is the training, the skills that helped me become successful in network marketing, and you're going to learn this at this free sponsoring workshop webinar. So here's some of the things you'll learn and get. You're going to get the first step you must take before you even talk to your contact list. You're going to discover the three type of prospects and how you must talk to them differently. Okay, not all prospects are the same. They're different. You also get my proven cold market scripts that will help you convert strangers into prospects. These are the things that helped me. I mean, I didn't sponsor 200 people in a year, but I sponsored over 80-something people in 1 year. How would your business grow if you sponsored 80 people in a year? You also learn how to get prospects to overcome the objections. So listen to your presentations. You know, an MLM objection, how to, you know, I don't have any money. So you're going to discover, you're going to learn all those things. And also, the best part is you get my famous six-figure close. So you can sign up prospects. And this is the same script, why it's a six-figure close. Because I used it to sign up one of my party friends. This guy was a party animal. And I used that six-figure close. And he joined. And now he's a diamond director and earns me a six-figure passive income just from one person. And so you'll get the same six-figure close on this free webinar. So anyway, enough of what you learned. What you really need to do now is register right now or write this website down. It's at www.sponsoringworkshop.com. Okay, sponsoringworkshop.com. This free webinar is offered 3 different days. That's the cool part. It's 3 different days at 4 different times. So that anyone around the world, because I know ML Nation, you guys are global, you can listen to it. And even better, if you don't have the patience, you want it immediately, there's an option. If you go to sponsoringworkshop.com, there's an option to watch it now immediately. So you can watch it right now and learn. So start learning the skills that help me build $1 million MLM business and go to sponsoringworkshop.com. So look forward to seeing the training. So now you know about something that's going to help you. I have to share that with you. Let's go back to the show and to the million-dollar question. Here's the million-dollar question. Imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. So you didn't know Brian. You didn't know anyone. You didn't know any friends. You didn't know your mentor. But you all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom you've gained for the past 22 years. What's the first? So you're kind of like an alien went to another planet, but they spoke English. Okay, so what's the first thing you would do to find prospects and build an MLM business from scratch?
I would go wherever people are. I'm the type of person that I like being in front of people and meeting people person to person for the first time. I have done leads, but somebody just asked me this the other day, if I had to do it all over again and I didn't know anybody, I would go to networking events. I would go online, find meetup groups, networking events, business leadership events, anything having to do with, because I have a passion for health. So I would find any, and it wouldn't even be just health groups. It would be any type of meetup group. I don't care if it was a running group, a paddling group, an adventure group, business group, leadership, personal development, moms, you know, group, mommy group. I don't care what it was. That's what I would do, is I would be involved with as many event meetup groups and networking events as possible. And I would start to get to build relationships with people, network with people, and build that funnel up. That's what I would do.
Fantastic. As we wrap up, do you have any last words of advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
Last word of advice. The thing that I always tell everybody is it doesn't matter what your background is. I mean, when I look at some of the things that I left a lot out, Simon, and I want to be very clear about what I'm going to say, because I really want to encourage people, no matter where they're at in their life right now, it doesn't matter where you came from. It really, really doesn't. I was such a depressed person for a huge part of my life, even to the point where I thought about suicide a lot. And very unhappy, very negative, always saw the glass half empty instead of half full type person. And I just knew that I wanted to make an impact on the world. I had a big dream. I had a big why. And I never gave up. Even when I wanted to give up on myself and I felt like giving up, I would never let myself give up. Never. And I put people, I went out and found people that would support me and encourage me to stepping up into my greatness. So my best piece of advice is really figure out what is it that you really want. Make it big. Don't limit yourself. And then go out there and find people in your business, in your family, whoever it is, online, on Facebook, who cares? If you've got people that are willing to support you and help push you through and help see you through and help be your mentors and your cheerleaders, go out there and do that, because that is what's made the biggest difference in me being the person that I am today. It's not about the end goal. It really, in the end, because again, going back to, we don't even know the outcome of our life. We really don't know what's going to happen 5 minutes from now or a week from now. We really don't. I don't even know if I'm going to be here next week. But I can show up. I can play the game today. And it's about who I become in the journey. And that's really what I want to encourage people in, is it doesn't matter where you came from. It matters that you show up, that you don't give up, that you look up, and that you play the game. And it's who you become in the process that really matters.
And the best way for our listeners can connect with you and find you?
The best way is either they can text me on my mobile device, on my mobile phone directly, or you can send me a private message on Facebook. Those are the two best ways to get a hold of me.
So we can put your number on the show notes page?
Yes, you can.
All right. So there you go, ML Nation. Connect with Monica Penrod. And thank you so much for sharing. And remember, ML Nation, remember, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today, you've been hanging out with Monica Penrod. So keep up the momentum and go to MLNation.net and type in Monica at the search bar, and the show notes will pop right up. In order to be successful in network marketing, you must help others. So Monica, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you, and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again, Monica. God bless you.
You're welcome. I was very thankful to be on here. Thank you very much.
ML Nation, a quick recap and review of an awesome show with Monica Penrod. Definitely go check her out on the show notes page. Go to mlnation.net, type in Monica. And I just wrote, you know, pages and pages of notes. I want to just go over a couple things for you to pay attention to. Number one is, you know, 90% of this business is all mental. I talked about over and over and over again. It's, you know, Monica shared, you know, thank you for her honesty. Like, she felt that she wasn't good enough. She never felt she was good enough, and even thought about, like, suicide a few points when she was young. And she felt that she wasn't good looking. She had all these negative beliefs, right? And I think sometimes a lot of you, a lot of distributors, you may feel that way. I'm not good enough. Well, I'm not smart enough. Why would anyone join me? 20 people have said no to me. Why would this person be different? All this negative self-talk. And you really have to work on your mindset. And I think one of the key things is about visualization, right? Like affirmations, like Monica was saying, affirmations didn't work, but it has to do your visualization, how you see yourself. What is your self-concept? How do you see yourself? And until that changes, you're always going to be stuck in that rut. And, you know, every one of you listeners here, you are successful already. Stop thinking about the negative. And one way to think negative is just listen to the media. Stop thinking of the negative media crap. Think of you're a success already. Whether, you know, you could learn to speak and write. You can learn how to play this podcast. Those are all successes, right? And if you feel that you're not successful, it's because you're comparing yourself to the wrong standard. You may not think you're successful. You go to someone in a third world country who's living in the jungle. They look at you. They'll probably think you're the most successful person. They'd probably love to trade places with you. So whatever you think, negative thinking, it's not a fact. It's just your own opinion, right? And so work on that mindset and show up. Like Monica talks about, show up. 80% is showing up. And the other 20% is how we show up. And how we show up, I think ML Nation, you listen to these interviews, you just copy what the top leaders, how they think. And I love the quote that she talked about, right? When the dream is big enough, the facts don't matter. A lot of distributors ask me, oh, but Simon, 90% of people quit. Or this company this website posted some negative stuff about my company. Or what happens if people this, it's all, you know, when your dream is big enough, it doesn't matter. You know, I'll just share something with you. One of my coaching members put up this website that has some negative stuff about network marketing, about the company, right? About network marketing. And so they actually asked me, how's this going to affect the business? And I actually said to her, it's going to affect it if you allow it to affect it. Of allow it to affect you. And you know, that website has been around. I'm not going to say it. It's a terrible website, but it's been around for over. She asked me, how long has it been around? I said, well, 10 years. And actually, when I first started, I think when that website came out, I was earning $100-$200 a week. And now I have a passive six-figure income doing nothing. Network marketing continues to pay me. So if you ask me how that website actually helped grow my business, and I actually kind of jokingly, it helped grow my business because the longer that website's been around, I've been earning more and more in network marketing to the point where I don't even work now. I still get paid. Right? So it's all about your perspective. But if you dwell on the negative and think, oh, is my company good enough? Am I good? You know, then you fall into the trap that Monica talked about. And another thing that huge gem and jewel that Monica shared was the mastermind. You have to get in touch with people who are like-minded. Stop get away from those negative people or the people in your current environment who are never going to achieve anything. Or even some of them could be your closest friends, but maybe they're not entrepreneurs or haven't achieved the success. Be with people who are like-minded. And Monica started being this mastermind, five women for 8 years, and they meet once a week, every week. And it's the same thing that I do, right? I have mastermind members. I have my own personal mastermind. I lead a mastermind. So if you're a full-time networker interested, you can check out SimonWChan.com/coaching. I lead a mastermind. But I need to be fed and grow. I work with people who are better than me or quote-unquote more experienced than me so I can learn. And my mastermind course, I do with four individuals. We do 1 hour each one-on-one. We share challenges, issues, problems, and we also motivate each other, and we're all like-minded. It's so, so, so important. And there's been times where they motivated me, and there's been times where I motivated them. But it's, you know, because as an entrepreneur, if you're listening to this, sometimes you can get lonely, right? Outside of people in network marketing, who else are crazy and weird like you, right? The people might see you're weird. Hey, there's tons of people out there just like you. That's why I call it ML Nation. There's over 90 million of us out there. Be connected with them and have weekly accountability. It's really important. The last thing, I just love Monica shared about BS. She calls it the BS, which is the belief system. Your belief system, that's the thing that needs to be changed. One of the easiest ways to change it is surround yourself with people that are better than you. Like I always have a saying, you should be the quote-unquote dumbest person in the room. I always put myself, quote-unquote, I'm the dumbest person in the room. So that's how I get better, all right? So I'm pulled up instead of me being dragged down. So invest in some type of mastermind, paid masterminds, or find people who are like-minded, who you look up to, see their way into mastermind, and always provide value. That's one last thing about mastermind groups. Provide value and help and teach. So every time I go into my mastermind group, the one I do monthly, I always find resources, books, things I've learned in my last 30 days to provide and teach someone, so help someone else grow their business. And I've been doing that for a long, long time now. It's totally, totally worth it. I highly recommend it. And I think I have so much notice, visualization. Just visualize. And the only way to get better is repetition and learning from the decisions. There's no such thing as mistakes, just decisions we make, and then we learn to get better. So anyway, you know, ML Nation, I can go on and on. Monica Penrod is such a cool person. I love her values, too. You can go to Facebook, connect with her. You see what she's a real person, down to earth. I really love what she's done for the whole profession, for her company. And I think that's it. If you like these shows, please leave a review. I know a lot of you have been leaving reviews. I really appreciate that. That helps to get the show going, helps give me feedback as well. And then if you like it, you know, the best thing to do is give it. Share this with your downlines, upline, crosslines, share with people. And we are together in the same proud profession. I'm loud and proud to be in the network marketing profession. And the last note I end on, remember this business is about helping others, about empowering others. Remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.
Thank you so much for joining us today on MLM Nation. Head over to MLMNation.net for full recaps of every show, our training articles, and helpful resources. Your MLM success is waiting for you. So prepare to take off.